Now, why does Ireland have the most expensive electricity in the EU? Well, the government has indicated that there will be no across-the-board energy credits this year. But does that mean that it is expecting electricity prices to come down? And if not, what impact is that going to have on people? Our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan has been finding out.
We're not going to have a cost of living package this year. That's the government view. We will endeavour through the budget through the various mechanisms we have, from social protection to tax, to help people.
That's Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking on this show in February. Last winter, €250 was deducted from people's electricity bills as part of a cost of living package that won't be continued. The government's argument is that inflation has slowed. But are electricity prices going down?
They have been declining. They started declining about a year ago. And now more recently, there's been a small uptick again. So we're down from the really dizzying heights of the bills, but we're still nowhere near we were at the long run average.
That's Senior Research Officer at the Economic and Social Research Institute, Muireann Lynch.
Wholesale prices are still also above their long run average. And unless wholesale prices come all the way down, retail prices won't come all the way down. Having said that, just in the last few days, oil prices have taken a massive hit thanks to all the turmoil and the financial markets because of the tariffs. If that were to sustain, then going forwards, we would expect to see energy prices generally coming down. However, I would not bet at all on what's going to happen on any market, let alone an energy market, in the near future.
But despite the decline, Irish households pay more for their electricity than any other EU country. To understand why, you have to first understand what components make up a bill.
The first is what we call the unit rate, and this is in cents per kilowatt hour usually for electricity bills, and it's per metre cubed for gas bills. And this is the part that varies with your usage. So every time you use a new unit, you pay for that unit at that rate. As well as that, bills have a fixed charge. This is a kind of a flat rate for every single day. So no matter how much you use, you're paying this flat rate per day, and then you pay your unit charge on top of that. Then for electricity bills, there's an extra component called the PSO. It stands for the Public Service Obligation Levy. And this is primarily to support renewable energy. It wasn't originally introduced for that, but at this stage it does. When electricity prices are low, then it's usually positive because we have to give the renewable generators a top up. When electricity prices were really high, it was negative because the renewable generators were saving us money.
Miss Lynch said there are a couple of reasons why Ireland's bills are higher.
The generation and the supply costs, so that's actually generating the electricity. A lot of that is driven by the fact that so much of our generation comes from gas. And the gas prices just went particularly high in recent years. When it comes to the network charges, so this is the part that we, the money that goes towards building all of the transmission wires, all of the transformers, basically all of the technical stuff that's needed to get the electricity into our homes and our businesses. We are very high compared to our European neighbours on that. And that's at least partly due to the fact that we have so much one-off housing. So that just means we need more wires. And everybody has to bear that cost. You don't pay for the wires, the connection to your particular house. We all pay for that cost together. It's just divided evenly across everybody.
So how do the public feel about losing these credits? Here's what some people in Ashburn in County Meath said.
If the prices stay the same, of course you're going to miss it. Like, I mean, if it's, you know what I mean, if they up the prices, yeah. Or if it stays stable, you're going to miss it. If they bring the bills down by equivalent €100, now it'll be equilibrium.
I did notice, like, between the fuel prices going up at the pumps and the ESB prices going up as well, you know, that the credits definitely made a huge difference. So fair play to the government there. And if they want my opinion, I said keep doling it out. Okay.
Well, maybe not so much for myself because I'm working. But I know people who belong to me who aren't working or in social security really find them very, very good. So I'd be disappointed.
They're always a help, but not enough. I've never earned as much money and been so broke, you know. And it's the same with everyone.
Oh, we can absorb it. Money should go somewhere else.
Politically, there has not been much pushback on the decision to drop the credits. But there has been calls for a new approach that targets those who need it most. Louise Bayliss is head of social justice and policy at St Vincent de Paul.
The energy credits were important for an awful lot of households. And in fact, we know even today There are currently 440,000 households in energy arrears at the moment. That's before winter comes. And that's excluding those who are on prepay meters. They would often self-disconnect because of not having the money to pay, you know, their top-ups.
Miss Bayliss said that the cost of living measures helped bring a drop in deprivation rates.
A lot of that was because of those cost of living measures. What will happen with those measures gone, we don't know. While we see inflation has slowed down, which is a very positive thing, the prices are still much higher than they would have been pre-inflation. And people are struggling, and we know that. So, for instance, in 2023, we had almost 250,000 requests for help in St. Vincent de Paul. And last year, we almost had the exact same amount.
She said supports will be needed, especially with economic uncertainty ahead.
In the next year, we really have to make sure that we learn from past mistakes. What we saw in 2008, 2009 with the financial crash was austerity measures brought in, and they were very much hurt those who were weakest and who had less sustainability. I think we don't want to see that happening again. We want to do it from bottom up. We want people at the bottom supported the most. They have less there to weather the storm, and they need support during this treacherous time. So we will be holding on, hoping that people, will be putting in, looking for increases in minimum wage, looking for support for people in social welfare, and just holding on and making sure the bottom is supported.
And that was Louise Bayliss of St. Vincent de Paul, ending that report by Gavin O'Callaghan.